This is the complete picture. Surangama Sutta only explained to you how living being come into being, from the what they call source or the great void. You see, the Surangama Sutta Tuesday class sharing held at SS2 PJ my house. So this one is the subtitle Important Special Dhamma Share on the 12th March 2013. So the Surangama Sutta got a famous saying, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom, to see things as they are. So this one by now, all of you should understand. Your perception of form is mundane seeing. All the external form you will see, but they are mundane. Whereas the non-perception, the direct seeing, you don't perceive anything. You see things as they are, using the pure awareness. No word, nothing. That's why you don't see anything. Whereas it's non-perception. When you see things as they are, just like what Cindy understand, seeing. All the activity of the brain don't come in to perceive and to label and to create all the unnecessary wrong thought or what we call sankara activity. Understand? So because of that, the direct seeing gives rise to the non-perception. And that is wisdom. If you cannot see things as they are, the direct seeing, via that pure awareness nature or the true mind, you cannot develop wisdom. Then here, liberation lead to peace, love, joy, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, a free mind. This will give rise to enlightened living. We are the five spiritual faculty and noble eightfold path. So these are the two things that you have to understand. Then from here, the source, the first thing to come out is the true mind. So this source, they have given it many names. Some call it the original nature, Mahayana, Penlaidemenmo, or our true nature, or the Buddha nature. Some also call it the oneness nature. Then the true mind is the pure awareness nature. That's why this one is just aware. It cannot come out and live life, because just pure awareness before the thought or the knowing arise. Here the mundane mind cannot arise. But from here, spacious awareness, it can create thought. That's why it creates the mundane mind. So this mundane mind actually is down here, the samsaric mind. Then from here, you cultivate, develop the meditation, transformation, real wisdom, you have the supramundane mind. So here I draw is from the source come out. The first thing to come out is the true mind. Then you develop the cultivation as a human being to transform the samsaric mind or the mundane mind into the supramundane mind. You understand? This is enlightened living. Then with the supramundane mind, you can go two ways. One, you can live life like what Heart Sutta say. True emptiness is wonderful existence. So here, existential world or phenomenal world, consciousness, enlightenment living, you got no delusion on. You can live life beautifully to the fullest. You can experience all of the pristine wonders and beauty of life. And this is what wonderful existence is all about. But human beings' problem is, you start from here. Understand that? Then most human beings are trapped in mundane living. What is mundane living? Mundane living is dominated by the five mental hindrances and the three evil roots leading to suffering. Then the external phenomenal world of consciousness and form, having the three universal characteristics of Anicca, Dukkha, and Anatta, you don't understand. So because of that, living being develop suffering through the mundane living. Then they are caught in the five aggregates of form and mind, grasping aggregate, upadana kanda. And this one, under the final summary of the first noble truth, the Buddha says, the human being is being grasped at as the I, the me, and the ego, or the atta, due to sakkaya ditti. That's how suffering come to be. Then after that, the Buddha say, your mind is a forerunner of all things. Okay? This is mundane mind. Samsaric mind. Understand? Because you continue in samsara. Unless you become enlightened, you go up here. Transformation via wisdom. And it becomes the supra-mundane mind. So here, samsaric or mundane mind cling and grasps onto the five aggregates of form and mind via delusion, leading to heedless living. Whereas you come over this side, what do? You start to develop what I taught you yesterday, the block cut analogy, or the day before, I forgot already. Anything perceivable by the mind is a mental phenomenon, like the block cut analogy. When the parts come together, enabling it to perform a function, we give it a name and a concept. Then the block cut arises already, exists already. But when the block cut parts are separated, the block cut is gone and no more. Hence, it's condition arising nature. Understand? Not? Like the table, the building, everything you come to perceive, they are dependent originating, condition arising. No condition, nothing happened. So this is very penetrative. So from here, you learn how to see form, you learn how to see the unreality of form like I taught you. Here is dependent originating, condition arising. Then how do you know that it is a block cut or a table? Through your mental perception. It's only an image. Understand not? How real can the image be? Externally already not so real. We are dependent originating. Understand not? Condition arising. No condition exists to be. Then how do you know it? Through your mental perception. It's just an image. It's even more unreal. Then the question is, why do you foolishly then grasp onto it, cling onto it, and give meaning and want to fight over it? Understand not? That is real delusion. So after you penetrate this, you will come to understand that form is unreal. Form is not what you think. That's why you go beyond form. Form has got no more power. Then you look at the mind. The mind also same. It also exhibits the three universal characteristics. You learn to see mind. You learn to see the unreality of mind. Your mind, all the aggregates are dependent originating, condition arising. Feeling needs sense basis, need contact, need the sense data. Without that, it cannot trigger off, like the physics experiment. So it's dependent originating. Then perception also same. Without the mundane mind, it cannot perceive. Understand? Perception come and go, you didn't die. So all this very clearly show it to you that mind is not you, not a permanent unchanging entity. And all these aggregates are dependent originating. That's why it's impermanent. If you attach and cling and want things your way, you suffer. And because it's impermanent, it's not a permanent unchanging entity, then how can you say this is me, this is I? Understand or not? Like the Buddha said, if it's self, it will not tend towards suffering. Then I can say, let this be such, and let this not be such. Just like the body. Don't get old, don't get sick, don't die. Impossible. It goes the way of nature, but it's not you. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity that you have control over. The body want to get sick, it never seek permission. You want to die also, it don't seek permission. Everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. So when you see this, then you see and understand impermanent and empty or non-self nature of all phenomena. Then you see them as condition arising, perceived through mental, just an image in the mind. So even more unreal. So you learn to see form, you learn to see mind. You learn to see the unreality of form, the unreality of mind. We are dependent originating. And then you can see beyond form and beyond mind. The other way is, as a human being, you identify with the external form, what do you see? Yeah, what do you see? Bertil is a old man, okay? Male, Chinese, Malaysian, maybe a lot of people don't know, only you all know. Because your nationality is on your passport, not chopped on your head, understand? So what I want you to understand is, you look at the form, you get trapped in form, understand? Your form divide. Then male, female, based on gender, race, based on what skin and color I have and how I was born into this world. Then young, old, then haggard, handsome, beautiful. All this division come from what? Thought that perceive this form, understand not? Then you are different. Another person also different, especially another race. Young and old also different. Male, female also different. So at form level, thought has the power to divide and create a lot of argument, division, suffering, misery. Then if you see beyond this form, what do you see? Are we so different? Not so different already. Look at the mind. The mind got male, female or not? Don't have it there. Then there is less division already. Understand not? But we still have division because we inside there got mundane mind and supramundane mind. If yours is the mundane mind, differ a lot one. No? Your views, your opinion, your belief system, your religious entity and tradition that you hold on to, your education, your knowledge, all this divide. Understand? That's why the different races argue and fight. Some religion over war for how long? So when you see beyond form, less problem, but you still not the same, understand or not? Your belief system, your ideology, your conditioning, you still argue, still conflict. And if you have the direct seeing, you see beyond mind, then what do you see? Yeah? What do you see? Pure awareness nature, is that got different or not? Everyone is the same. That's why I learned to see beyond form, beyond mind, then you realize the truth, the Dhamma. Understand? When you are here, all this you can see clearly. They are created. They have the universal characteristic of anicang, dukkang, and anatta. Not what you think. Now you understand. That's why I learned how to see form, unreality of form. Then see beyond form. When you see beyond form, you see mind. More difficult to see, but not so tangible. You need mindfulness, you need awareness. Then when you see that, hey, got mundane mind or samsaric mind, this one still a lot of different, no? People still argue and fight, no? Then when I learn to see beyond this flow, the direct seeing, then I see all this creation as nature's condition. Then like my teacher say, nature, yeah? Only mighty nature rolling by. Understand not? Eh? Then everything is the way it is. Pure nature's law. Condition like that, things will be there. Then this one, understand. Then go back and return to this cease, nibbana, you go back to the source. Then you want to live life from here with the wisdom connected, understanding, the wisdom connected, you can also live life. Understand not? This is what samsara, existence, life, and enlightenment living is all about. Can follow? That's why this chart is very comprehensive, very beautiful. Sadhu. Go back and understand it. Then it will help you a lot.